You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. Anesthesiologist Dr. Ronaldo Ortiz accused of mishandling a medical emergency. So a disciplinary inquiry begun at Baylor Scott & White Surgicare Center. Days later, several patients have unusual cardiac emergencies. Fellow doctor Melanie Casper dies after taking an IV bag to get her through a cold. Surveillance video reveals Dr. Ronaldo Ortiz tampering with a cabinet full of IV bags. A nurse uses one of the bags for a patient who has a heart attack.
Nancy, Ortiz used nerve-blocking and bronchodilation drugs to poison the IV bags. Dr. Melanie Caspar's autopsy showed she was fatally poisoned with bupivacaine, a numbing agent usually used during surgery. Caspar's husband, who also worked as an anesthesiologist, testified at trial as he discovered that the IV bags were tainted.
Ronaldo Ortiz, 60, guilty, 4 counts tampering with a consumer product. Ortiz facing life behind bars. Sarah Harris calls 911 twice but does not speak with the operator. To be safe, Indiana police head to her home. When they arrive, she tells them the meth she bought is, quote, not what it's supposed to be. Harris says when she snorted the line of meth, it didn't feel the same the way it did previously. Harris hands a bag of meth over to police and says she wants it tested and charges pressed against the dealer who sold it. Harris did not expect to be arrested herself. Now 34-year-old Sarah Harris charged with drugs. More crime and justice news after this.
Neu in der Deutschlandcard-App. Sammle Punkte mit deinen Kassenbons von DM, Rossmann und vielen weiteren Supermärkten und Drogerien. Einfach Kassenbons scannen, punkten und sparen. Jetzt gratis mit der Deutschlandcard-App.
Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
We begin in Mexico City as police say ID cards, bones, a saw, and blood of missing women have been discovered in rooms rented by a murder suspect. Sydney Sumner with Crime Online tells us about the investigation now focused on the suspect's potential serial killer behavior.
The suspect is being jailed until trial on allegations of murder and attempted murder of 2 women. This according to Mexico City prosecutors who did not provide the suspect's name. The allegations are related to a brazen assault in which the accused person reportedly waited for a woman to momentarily leave her apartment. As she departed, the suspect stormed in, then choked and raped the woman's 17-year-old daughter. The mother returned just as the man was leaving the apartment, at which point he slashed the woman's throat and ran away. The woman survived the attack, but her daughter did not. Due to his living close to the crime scene, the culprit was promptly recognized and apprehended. Investigators have only used his first name, Miguel, to identify him in accordance with Mexican law. Local prosecutor Ulysses Lara told reporters that when authorities searched a nearby apartment the man rented, they discovered startling evidence, quote, that clearly indicates we are looking at a possible serial killer of women. Lara stated that while searching the apartment, detectives discovered bloodstains, bones, a saw, cell phones, missing women's ID cards, and biological material. He would not say whether that material was flesh. The prosecutor also said that the discovery of, quote, a series of notebooks that may well be narrations of the acts that Miguel carried out against his victims was the most terrifying. Lara did not specify the number of sets of bones or ID cards discovered, although statistics cited by the local media suggested between 7 and 20 potential victims. Regardless of the figure, questions about why Mexico City officials have taken so long to look into the incidents involving the missing women, specifically not until their bodies were found, have dogged the authorities for some time.
Prosecutors in Mexico have consistently failed to stop killers until the body count has risen to the point where it is nearly impossible to ignore them, this seemingly due to a lack of funds, professionalism, or training. Back in this country now and to South Dakota, where a judge has sentenced a Sioux Falls man to nearly 90 years behind bars for his infant son's death in 2021. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
Following his guilty plea in February to first-degree manslaughter and abuse or cruelty to a minor, 24-year-old Dylan Castamore was sentenced by Second Circuit Court Judge Camilla Thieler to 100 years with 10 years suspended and credit for more than 2 years in jail. This according to our friends with the Argus Leader newspaper. Regarding the abuse charge, the judge did not issue a sentence. Furthermore, Castamar is prohibited from communicating with his son's mother, his relatives, or any children under the age of 10 while he's incarcerated. It was on November 27th of 2021 that 8-week-old Daxton Castamar died. Autopsy results revealed that the child died from a skull fracture, with a lacerated liver also playing a role in the baby's death. We're also learning from court records that Daxton reportedly suffered from various injuries, such as broken ribs.
Dylan Castamar was initially charged with murder and manslaughter and faced the possibility of a death sentence.
Thanks, John. Corey Kelly, a brand new dad to a 10-day-old daughter, but the joy of being a parent doesn't stop him from getting into an argument with his own mom. He takes off, planning to stay with his sister. Corey makes it to the sister's house in Charleston, but the sister continues the argument Corey was having with his mother. Well, he takes off to cool off. Days pass, no word from Corey. Family gets concerned. He doesn't answer calls or text, hasn't returned home to help with the baby girl. His phone last pinged in Florida, but family says he's never been there and has no contacts in the area. Corey Kelly, just 25, now missing over 6 years. If you have info on Corey Kelly, call Dorchester County, South Carolina Sheriffs, 843-873-5111. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.